thought about running for president, is it should be fair and reciprocal. And that's what he wants to see happen in this country. And listen, I know he's getting a lot of pushback on this, but it sounds a lot to me like what he heard whenever he proposed the tax cuts. There was a lot of negative attention given, a lot of sound bites from the Democrats. And now we see it's really been beneficial to the American people. And I think we'll see the same thing here.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. A Milwaukee, Wisconsin high school teacher turned in her 17-year-old son after the boy was allegedly committing a crime. Now, this begs the question, should a parent or would you as a parent call the police on your child? Well, Larry Wingett is author of the book, Your Child, Your Responsibility. He says this problem with this child began way before the child turned 17.
A 17-year-old kid that is out of control was out of control at 17 months old. And the lesson for every parent out there is to get in control of your child and start to impose consequences so they learn good behavior from the very beginning.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Alrighty. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have tuned in to the big program. Okay. I'm going to talk quickly about, you know, we've already spent time here on the program talking about the tragedy in Parkland. And again, give a little bit more perspective. My take on everything that's going on. Donald Trump came out and talked about taking guns, taking people's guns first and then go through due process second. And I was like, what did he just say? Did he really just say that? Did he really just say maybe we should usurp the Constitution of the United States? Again, it's Donald Trump, and I get him. I get him. Oftentimes, the guy speaks without thinking at all. It drives me absolutely berserk. I do 18 hours of radio a week. 18 hours of radio a week. Are there times here on the program when I say stuff, sometimes when I get heated in regards to a topic that I'm like, maybe I should have dialed that in a little bit? Sure. Sure. But when it comes to just where I stand on major things or positions on very important topics, they are well thought out before I open up my mouth. Anyway, so you got Congress meeting. What do you got? Various different players. You got Joe Manchin. You've got Pat Toomey. John Cornyn's got a bill there. They all got Chris Murphy, another one from Connecticut. All talking about things that can be done. And I'm reading through all this stuff, and they're talking about background checks and making the background checks better and sharing information and all of this stuff. And I get angry because I'm tired. I really am. And you should be tired too, because all of these people are full of crap. Full of crap. You take a look at the systematic failure of one government agency after another government agency after another, and failure to communicate, for crying out loud. The only thing that Nicholas Cruz, the shooter, didn't do was take out a billboard on I-95 in Broward County saying, "I am going to shoot up my high school." Every time, Boston bombing, 9/11, Fort Hood, San Bernardino, the Pulse nightclub. Every single one should have been stopped. The government failed. And I'm watching this right now, and I'm telling you exactly what is happening right now in D.C. All these politicians, guess who they're meeting with? Lobbyists. Yes, they're meeting with lobbyists, and the lobbyists are taking them out to dinner, and they're getting wined and dined in regards to this issue, and they're getting checks too. They're getting donations. And when all is said and done, the politicians will win. Will the problem get solved? No. But money will be made. Washington, D.C. wins again. And it's our fault. It's our fault. Let's see, you know, how dumb our population is. Again, I've been saying this for a while. I've been saying this for a long time here on the program. And finally, one of the biggest, well, the biggest talk show hosts in the land came over to my side and agreed. And agreed. No. The overall population is not bright here in this country. Smart people don't do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. That's not smart. Actually, that's Einstein's definition of stupidity. We watch the government fail again and again and again, and then we ask the government to fix the problem. And we allow them to spend more of our money to fix the problem. If we were a parent, If we allowed one of our kids to do something like this, we would be a mockery within our communities. It's insane. It really is. But again, take a look. It's great business for them. Take a look at the wealth surrounding Washington, D.C. Seven of the wealthiest zip codes surrounding Washington, D.C. You know what government's good at? I thought about it this past week. I went off on a major rant about this. I want to share it with you again. You know what government's really good at? Collecting money. They are good at collecting money, making sure that you pay on all levels. On all levels. Oh, yeah, you're a restaurant and you want to put that... You want to put that outdoor cafe? Oh, you're going to have to pay a licensing fee. Oh, city inspector comes around and that chair is out a little bit too far. You're getting a fine. We'll shut you down unless you pay. I've got a little plastic gadget on my car, my Easy Pass, for all the tolls and whatnot that I've got to pay going over bridges and highways. I'll be down going through Baltimore. That plastic thing works. Right? They're able to collect my money. They're really good at that. Really good at that. Anybody ever try, registering a car or renewing a driver's license and you happen to have an unpaid parking ticket? Good luck with that. Good luck with that. When I moved back to New York, again, I lived in Florida for over 10 years, 13, 14 years. And I tried to renew my drive. I had to, actually got to renew my driver's license. I had to switch my driver's license when I moved back to New York. They said they went back over 15 years, and I had to pay a fine because I didn't turn my plates in for my old car. They had that information readily available about me because they were ready to collect my money. But they collect all of this information about this absolute nut job, whack job, and they can't put that together? They can't figure that out? I think about all the tax forms that I've got to send in. IRS office, Cincinnati, Ohio. They're managed to sort through all that stuff, figure it out. They're able to make sure that we are not cheating. They got a 70,000-page tax code. And they can figure it out. They can figure out how much money we own. You live in a high-tax state like mine, and you try getting a residence out of state, they will count. They will figure out how many days you are in that state. They will. And they'll come after you. It's amazing to me how great, how wonderful our government is at reaching into our pockets and taking our money. But everything else, terrible. Yet we're so damn stupid, we're willing to keep paying for this and keep demanding more services from them. We want more government. It's our own fault. I can rant and rave and talk about this stuff till I'm blue in the face. Got it. Country's got to wake up. At some point in time, everybody's got to grow tired of this. Because let me tell you something, people. Again, and I've recommended this here on the show. You need to take the family to D.C. You need to take a trip to D.C. and not just D.C. You got to go around. You got to see the surrounding areas. You got to go to Fairfax County. You got to go to Bethesda. You got to go look at the private schools. And let me tell you something, these government workers, they're not sending their kids. They're not sending their kids to the public schools in Washington, D.C. They're not. Take a look at the schools that they're able to afford. I go there. My son's got lacrosse tournaments there all the time. They look like Hogwarts, for crying out loud. I'm not kidding. Big money. And you can go there and you can feel proud that you paid for this. That it's your hard-earned dollars, it's our hard-earned dollars that we continue to send to this city to screw up again and again and again. And then they can sit down around a table and they can have a televised little conference talking about how they're going to fix it. They're not going to fix anything. They're to blame. They are to blame. They screwed up. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff available at our site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Watchdog on WallStreet.com or 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store.
Where service is the difference.
We get it.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. Yeah, I know. I go off on rants here on the program, and rightfully so. You know, we're talking about. Talk about all the money that we send. All the money that we send to Washington, D.C. And it was a great op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal talking about this, about why America is going broke. And again, a lot of this stuff is review from our regular listeners here that follow along here on the program, stuff that we yell and scream about all the time. Kogan mentions, says the federal deficit is big and getting bigger. Trump's budget estimates a deficit of nearly $900 billion for 2018 and nearly a trillion, with total spending of $4.4 trillion for 2019. Again, this works out to about $48,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. But that doesn't count unfunded liabilities reported by Social Security and the Medicare trustees, which is four times our current public debt. How'd this happen? I mean, think about it for a second. We've had seven decades where we've had high tax rates. We've had a growing economy. We've sent record amounts of money to Washington, D.C. every single time. New record, but it's not enough. It's not enough to keep pace with Congress and all of the stuff that they have to do for us, right? Since the end of World War II, federal tax revenue has grown 15% faster than national income. 15% faster. And again, we're told that we're not paying enough. Hey, guess how much federal spending has grown? 50% faster. You take a look at spending and you take a look at entitlements and all, everything we're at. Right now, entitlement spending accounts for almost 70% of federal spending. just put in perspective, defense spending still only accounts for about a sixth of the federal budget. That's even with the recent increases. Now, you got to think about that for a second. But again, what are we seeing happen right now? What are we seeing happen in Washington, D.C.? What are these? Again, you vote for them. Okay, if you're an elephant. If you're an elephant and you go in there, it's like, oh, there's an R next to his name. I'm pulling the lever. I'm a donkey. I go into the poll and there's a D next to him. I pull that lever too. I've been a donkey my whole life. My parents have been donkeys. I'm a donkey too. I've been an elephant my whole life. My parents have been elephants. I'm going to be an elephant too. Where's that getting us, kids? Huh? Where is that getting us? Where is this two-party system getting us at this point in time? I can't believe this, but it's true. You've got Ivanka Trump, you've got Marco Rubio, and you've got Mike Lee now wanting to start up a new entitlement for all. Yay! Republicans are in power! It's our turn to hand out ponies and free beer. We want to give people stuff too, like the Democrats, and then maybe people will like us because we're good enough, we're smart enough, and gosh darn it, if we buy people stuff, they'll like us. Sorry, stealing from Stuart Smalley there. Yeah. They want to now take Social Security and allow you to collect Social Security for 12 weeks after you have a baby. Your family has a baby before they... mother or the father. And they're saying, what we're going to do is we're going to say, hey, you're just going to postpone retiring by that same 12 weeks. Right, right. Let me tell you something right now. Many businesses already offer paid family leave. We got a tight labor market. You got businesses competing for workers. They're offering this stuff. What do you think is going to happen when the government starts offering it? They're going to stop. Why bother? Government's doing it anyway. It doesn't make any, and even if it, like I said, if it only accounts for 45%, 50% anyway of what people are going to need to take home, well, businesses will just cut that much. What do you think is going to happen when Democrats get in charge? They're already talking about this already. They're already saying, hey, well, you know, this is not right. This is not right. This is unfair. We're forcing women to choose between children and retirement. Make them postpone their retirement for that. You know as well as I do that they're going to wipe out the deferral period. Then what? Oh, we're going to start using Social Security for other social goals too? Hey, about this? What about a benefit if you got to stay home and take care of an elderly parent? What if you are 19 years old, you never had a job, you get pregnant, and you're going to take money out of Social Security, how much money are you going to collect? Yeah, this is the wisdom. This is the slippery slope crap that we get ourselves into. Wall Street Journal writes, they said this, some call these slippery slope arguments, and they are. But every entitlement since Revolutionary War pensions has skied down this slope of inexorable expansion. Disability started as limited insurance, but now sends checks to roughly 9 million people. Medicaid was intended to cover the vulnerable and disabled, but now, today, dozens of states cover childless working-age adults above the poverty line. Yes. This is what will happen. And what we'll eventually see happen is, hey, we're going to have to raise payroll taxes to finance all of this stuff. How does 60% sound? How does 60% plus sound for many of my listeners out there? Does that sound good? Because that's what you're going to be paying. You're going to be working from January through mid-August for the government, and you're going to be able to keep the rest. Sound like fun? No. I didn't think so. Got another one here. This is another one. I talk about just how dumb the populace has gotten. 48% of Americans are now supporting universal basic income. There's 48% of the population wants to just get a check for nothing. More on this when we get back. Again, mind-boggling stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Little De La Soul for you. Good stuff. We'll be back.
One and two are hippies. No, we're not just pure plug bull. Always pushing that we formed an image. There's no need to lie. When it comes to being plug one, it's just me, myself, and I.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Donald Trump had a cabinet meeting where he once again talked about the tax cuts and how people are seeing more money in their paychecks. The president also talked about and praised Governor Rick Scott in Florida for signing a bill and passing some measures to help reduce school violence, hopefully. President Trump also addressed International Women's Day.
We also recognize that today is International Women's Day, and we're proud all of the measures we've taken economically to empower women, especially in the workplace. You see what's happened. And I'm very pleased to announce that the unemployment rate for women in our workforce is at an 18-year low, lowest it's been in 18 years, and we're very close to the all-time record, so we hope to be able to hit that.
We are also hearing today that President Trump will sign the steel and aluminum tariffs later this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You'll say
the only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
And we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Universal basic income. Hey, you know what's going to happen? We implement that. We're going to end up being put on the Venezuelan diet. Did you hear about this? Oh, this is special, everybody. In Venezuela, socialism has worked out so well that people can't eat. The average Venezuelan citizen has lost 24 pounds this past year. You talk about a humanitarian crisis? This is not far from us. For crying out loud, I went there on vacation when I was in high school. That was the second time I got on an airplane. Yes. My dad got a deal. We went to Venezuela. It was all, beautiful. Yeah, wrecked. The average person has lost 24 pounds thanks to socialism. We got any comment from Sean Penn or Danny Glover or any other people that just happen to love Venezuela and socialism? Well, hey, it's all popular here now. Because now 48% of Americans are supporting universal basic income. 10 years ago, it was 12%. 10 years ago, this is during the financial crisis, only 12% supported it. And again, you have to listen. You have to see what these people are actually say. The guy who this, what's his name here? He's kind of like pushing this project. He went and he spoke at the World Economic Forum. His name is Guy Standing. He's co-founder of the Basic Income Earth Network. Oh boy, that sounds great. Sure, he's got a lovely logo. Yeah. And what he has to say, he says, the claim is often made that if you give people a basic income, they'll become lazy and stop doing work. It's an insult to human condition. Basic incomes tend to increase people's work rather than reduce it. That's because research has shown. Whose research? Top men? Top men's research, the top men, the guys who wield the Ark of the Covenant into that big warehouse, those guys? The guys, top men, have shown that a basic income can improve people's mental and physical health. And what, a $500 check a month? All of a sudden, you're going to be mentally better? You're going to be physically stronger? As well as encourage them to pursue employment for reasons more meaningful than just a need to put food on the table. And that's where I kind of going to go off on a rant here. More meaningful than just to put food on the table. Last time I checked, we are animals. Homo sapiens, we are animals. We need to eat to survive, just as much as the birds do, just as much as your dog does, just as much as the alligator does, the shark does, the ants do, the bats do. And I can go on and on and on, but it would take a very long period of time. There really isn't more meaningful of a reason to pursue employment than to put food on the table, because that is a basic human condition, something you have to do. So what you're saying is that you want to change all that and you want to make human beings free of having to provide for themselves? Yeah. What you're saying is you want to provide welfare for everybody. And we've done that here in this country. We've spent $25 trillion on the war on poverty, and it has failed miserably. It's failed miserably. It is a human food, shelter, simple things like that. Yes, yes, I'm sorry, guy. I do think that that should be a motivating factor. Anyway, again, this guy spoke at Davos. He was at Davos talking to everybody. You know why you get a lot of these tech companies supporting this? That's great for them. Hey, if they can get others to chip in money and get people to, they don't have to worry about what they're eating and doing, and they can just spend all of their time on social media or playing video games, they'd be thrilled. Sounds like a lovely existence, doesn't it? It's like that dystopian future in the movie WALL-E, you know, with the ultra fat people that can't even walk, they're riding around in those wheelchairs. Or is that Disney? I don't know. That Disney's kind of like that. But anyway, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
That's right, Ron. In one corner, we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at a whopping 6,000 tons. And in the other, this hasty lightweight challenger, a car at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
Ron, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
This driver can't think he can beat a train.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. Trying to beat a train is more dangerous than you think. See Tracks, Think Train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Again, I always get a kick out of we've done our Meet the Bulls story before, but another one, you get people ranting and raving about high interest rates on credit cards after various different stories, and it's confiscatory rates, man. It's not fair. It's not right. How can they do that? Have you ever been to a bankruptcy court hearing and see what happens with people? They go into bankruptcy and they have tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars of credit card debt. Does the credit card company get anything? No. See, this story came out this past week. Oh, boy. Amex has cut off Harvey Weinstein and company. Harvey Weinstein and his company, they have an unpaid Amex balance of $1.4 million. Holy shnikes. They filed suit in Manhattan State Court. Again, Weinstein Company's going into bankruptcy, and American Express is going to have to get in line. And have to get in line with everybody else, all the other creditors. And American Express will get pennies on the dollar. What are they going to do? They're going to repossess Harvey's dinners? Huh? This is why interest rates on credit cards are high. This is why. It's not a house. It's not a house that if you stop paying, they can foreclose and take your house and then sell it and try to recoup the loss. They're going to get nothing. Next to nothing. That's why. It's a higher risk. Here's a tip. Don't run balances on your credit card. Wow. How about that? Pay them off in full. Collect points. Novel concept. Anyway, this is a follow-up story, and I see I told you so moment. Rents are starting to come down. Remember that guy? What was that? It was like, was that that far? Was it back in the 1990s or was it early 2000? There was that guy with the crazy mustache running for mayor of New York. The rent is too damn high. I think that was his party. He called it the too damn high party or something like that because the rent, too damn high. Well, yeah. Again, there's this thing called supply and demand, and it works. It works. So many, many retailers in New York have called it quits because they can't make money based upon the rent. Or they just said it wasn't worth it anymore, and they've closed up the stores. So you've got more and more storefronts open all over Manhattan. Now the landlords are they're going to have to bend. They're going to have to lower their rents. It's just a numbers game. We consult with our clients. We help out our clients. We help them out in regards to their businesses and helping them make decisions and crunch numbers. And, you know, oftentimes one of our clients will approach us with an idea and then they show us the business plan and what the rent is. And I said, no, not a good idea based upon what this is going to cost you. Yeah, you might make it, but barely. And what's the point there? Again, supply and demand working in every market. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We're going to talk a little bit, believe it or not, we're going to talk a little bit about trade when we get back. And I got to get into some of my fun stories as well. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Harold, what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzle.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Dog John 99.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, welcome back. It is Watchdog on Wall Street. All right. It is a bit of a complicated topic. It is a topic that, well, Donald Trump most certainly pushed during his campaign. And I think it was one of the things that helped him to win, and it is the topic of trade. Whether or not trade is fair trade, free trade, what does it all mean? Well, okay, let me put it to you this way. Trump is looking to put various different tariffs on steel and aluminum. What does that mean? Well, certain people are not going to be happy about this simply because their costs are going to go up. This is going to affect China. Now, again, I want to remind everybody that I am a free trader. A free trader, but I want fair trade. If Chinese steel and aluminum companies do not have to play by the rules of the universe when it comes to profits and losses, then it makes it absolutely impossible to compete against them in a free market. What do I mean by that? If China decides to flood the market with cheap steel and aluminum that they are selling at a loss to themselves, how are they able to sell it at a loss? Well, the Chinese government won't let those steel and aluminum mills fail. So they can sell below market prices for an extended period of time. The Chinese government can subsidize that industry, which then in turn can hurt our domestic production of both steel and aluminum. Mind you, steel and aluminum is a bit of a, I guess, national security concern, wouldn't you think? This is part of the problem. This is what happens when governments subsidize businesses. And let's make no bones about it, we do it too. Everybody has gotten involved in this in some way, shape, manner, or form. Did we or did we not bail out many financial institutions and keep them from going under? Did we or did we not bail out automakers here in this country that should have gone under. It is it's a bit of a slippery slope, and we're well on it too. I understand what Trump is doing. We want to be able to conduct trade with China. We obviously want to have protections for all of our intellectual property rights, which have gone by the wayside in many ways, shape, manner, and form. But if it's going to take tariffs to kind of help push us in that direction, I hope it works. But again, I want to tell a quick story. This is kind of fascinating. Most people don't even know about this. I want to see another way that China is subsidized. It's an interesting story. It was in the Wall Street Journal. A guy by the name of Jamie Smaldone, who owns a company that makes travel mugs. That's what he does. He makes travel mugs here in the United States. It's called the Mighty Mug. And it just so happens that China saw this and said, hey, we can make something like the Mighty Mug too. Okay, but you want to buy something made in the USA, right? Well, okay, he makes the Mighty Mug here. One would think that it would be cheaper for Jamie Smaldone to ship his Mighty Mug to consumers here in the United States. You would be wrong. He has to pay the U.S. Postal Service $6.30 to ship a Mighty Mug within the United States. The shipping from China is not even close. They get a break, $1.40, to ship the same product from China here to the United States. And again, where does this all come from? The UN. There's some UN agency that determines what the postal rates are going to be and what you can charge coming in from various different countries. And China is, I guess, is considered an emerging market, and they get lower rates. So if you were a company making a Mighty Mug, you're like Jamie here, you're going to say, why would I open up a factory in the United States? Why bother? I'll go to China. It's going to save me a fortune on shipping costs. And look at, again, you're going to have to price that in. What is somebody going to buy? This is part of the problem. This is when we talk about free trade and fair trade, and this plays a part as well. Anyway, it's gonna be in the news, people, and we're going to continue to discuss it here on the program. I got to get into some of my fun stories right here. I had to point this one out because I saw this, I heard about this, and then I couldn't help myself. It's a vice of mine. I go to some of the newspapers in the Seattle area, and I start reading the comment sections about all these left-wingers freaking out over a Confederate flag flying in Seattle. Yeah. Again, just to show you just how vapid people are, there was no Confederate flag flying in Seattle. It just so happened to be a Norwegian flag. And some of the brilliant minds there in Seattle confused it with the Confederate flag. I don't know how you confuse the two. I really don't. I mean, didn't anybody ever watch the Dukes of Hazzard back in the 1970s and see the Confederate flag on top of the General Lee? For crying out loud, people. Jeez Louise. Anyway, another quick one, too. Here's not one that's not going to end well. Not going to end well. Scientists from Harvard have assembled the first nearly complete genome of this bird, this flightless bird that went extinct in New Zealand. Yes, they're basically saying they can do Jurassic Park. And as we've all seen from the movie, it doesn't end well. They're gone. They're gone. Let's not start bringing things back to life, people. Please. I mean, think about this. Think this through. Watch Jurassic Park a few times, please. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go out there and have a wonderful, wonderful day, week, everyone. Don't forget, take advantage of everything we have at our website at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago at the White House, President Donald Trump signed an order over steel and aluminum tariffs that he said could spare certain countries if they have strong trading and military ties with the United States. The tariffs will start taking place in 15 days, and it is worth noting that Mexico and Canada have been exempted indefinitely. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is facing pressure in Massachusetts to take a DNA test in order to answer once and for all the longstanding question of whether she really is a Native American. Ms. Warren already has rejected one opportunity to take the DNA test, although many of her supporters believe she should, to quiet critics once and for all. And taking a quick look at Wall Street, your numbers right before the closing bell today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up right around 100 points, and NASDAQ up right around 30, and S&P 500 just over 10 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
A U.S. military drone hits its target in Pakistan. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Pakistani Taliban says in a statement that a U.S. drone strike Wednesday killed at least 20 of their fighters, most of them suicide bombers, and wounded a half dozen others. And a Pakistani newspaper reports a prominent Pakistani Taliban commander and a suicide bombing trainer were also killed. Reports are the drone strike targeted a Taliban camp near Pakistan's border with northeastern Afghanistan.
Earlier this week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions opened a new front in the legal war over California's sanctuary city policies when he sued the state of California. Reaction has been coming in from the left and the right, including Governor Jerry Brown. He's a Democrat of California. He was not too happy. Well, former Governor Mike Huckabee says, California, get with it.
California seems to be just daring the federal government to enforce its laws. And it's ridiculous that California thinks that it's his own country. It isn't, never has been.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
A Milwaukee, Wisconsin high school teacher turned in her 17-year-old son after the boy was allegedly committing a crime. Now, this begs the question, should a parent or would you as a parent call the police on your child? Well, Larry Wingett is author of the book, Your Child, Your Responsibility. He says this problem with this child began way before the child turned 17.
A 17-year-old kid that is out of control was out of control at 17 months old. And the lesson for every parent out there is to get in control of your child and start to impose consequences so they learn good behavior from the very beginning.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg. Genetic testing company 23andMe has been given federal approval to sell at-home test kits to detect 3 different types of breast cancer gene mutations. A 23andMe spokesman said the tests for the 3 mutations will be added in the upcoming month to kits. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a radiologist, and she explains if she thinks this is a good idea.
Patients, women, everyone should have access to their health care information. I think that is crucial. I think people need to be in charge of the decisions when it comes to their health, right?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, especially in today's era. The direct-to-consumer availability of some of these things are great. I have some concerns about direct availability of genetic testing, though. And some of those are, you know, we have wonderful genetic counselors. You know, you get some information. It's not as simple as, oh, you have cancer, you don't have cancer, although that's not simple in itself.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.